Now I'm joined with Senator Éan O'Riordan, Labour Party, to speak about the need to end voluntary contributions to our schools, also about the anti-racism education pack, and briefly about this year's Leaving Certificate. Good morning, Éan, and thanks for joining us today.
Johnny, how's it going?
Not too bad, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. First of all, Éan, in relation to the voluntary contributions, can schools link these with, you know, book schemes and tours? For example, a couple of years ago, one parent contacted the Irish Journal after receiving a letter from his child's school stating it would not give the book rental scheme and school trips if the money was outstanding.
Well, what we're trying to do with our legislation, Danny, is, well, there's two things we want to do. First of all, is to make every school book in the Republic free, as they have in Northern Ireland. It will cost about 20 million for primary school education. So that's something that we need to do. And I think it's something that I think people would welcome. It would take all that hassle in September away from parents, have to, you know, try and get book lists together, try and go around different school book stores if the school wants to acquire the books and pay for them through the Department of Education. But the voluntary contribution thing is actually a little bit more serious, because it turns the relationship between a parent and a school into a financial one rather than an educational one. And if you're getting letters home about contributions, about, you know, a voluntary contribution unpaid, and that letter keeps coming, it makes you less likely to interact with the school, to deal with the school, to go to the parent-teacher meeting, to turn up at school events, particularly if there's an element of humiliation involved. So what we're trying to do with our legislation is to ban any contribution that's linked to a school activity. So you can still have your fundraiser, you can still have your cake sale, you can still have your table quiz, but if you're linking a contribution with the availability of a locker or a school activity, that wouldn't be allowed anymore. And so no parent would ever feel reluctant to interact with the school, and basically the state would have to increase the funding that goes to our school system so that, you know, these contributions aren't needed.
Yes, I understand. The fees usually cost in the region of €150 for each primary student per year, and 10% of parents have said they've paid €200 per year. What exactly, though, are these fees for?
Well, sometimes they can be for the basic running of the school, and that's what the Catholic Primary Managers Association has been saying, that if this was to be introduced, it would cost about €45 million. Well, then if that's what it's going to cost, then we should talk about having that cost. The overall education budget is about €10 billion, so €45 million in that context is not a huge amount, but it would ease financial pressure on schools, would ease financial pressures on parents, if they weren't seen to have to put their hands in their pockets the whole time. And we should remember, Johnny, particularly at primary level, that education is free as a constitutional right. It's enshrined in our constitution. So we can't really have a constitutional right and then have issues such as school books or voluntary contributions being expected from parents. The interaction and the relationship between the parents, the students and teachers should be fully and exclusively based on educational development, on the person that is growing within the school, not about money unpaid or money that's being asked for.
Right. And actually, some secondary schools, they're charging a booking fee just to have your student's name registered to join up into first year. What's your view on that?
I think that actually has been outlawed in the most recent admissions bill, that you can't actually charge a fee for, as you say, booking a place in the school or registering a child. But having said that, I mean, there's absolutely no need for that. But of course, the problem is that many schools feel that they're in competition with each other, and they try to compete on many different levels, and it's not really good for equality in the education system. It's certainly not good for equality in the education system when certain schools can raise, you know, 45,000 at a school fundraising event, and other schools can only raise a couple of hundred. I know that from my own experience as a former school teacher and principal.
Right, okay. Surveys carried out by Barnardo's 2 years ago revealed the average cost of, you know, for everything per year for a primary pupil was €999 and €1,379 for a secondary level student, €100 for clothes for a senior infant, €245 for a secondary student clothes, and finally €75 cost of books for a senior infant and €240 for books for a secondary level student.
Yeah, I mean, we can. I think this is the conversation we need to have, John. I mean, look, what's going to happen at election time is that political parties are going to promise tax cuts and they'll promise people that that'll make their lives better. I would argue that that isn't the way to go. I would argue, and I think my party would argue, that the best way to make people's lives easier is to get rid of these cost of living expenses and to make education absolutely free. So rather than having a tax cut that will maybe benefit you a couple of quid a week, why don't we do something really substantial so that education at primary level is completely free? So school books are completely free, and you only have to go to Northern Ireland to find a scheme where that actually is in place. If you live in Derry, your school books are absolutely free. If you go to Donegal, they aren't. Now, in terms of the voluntary contribution and those other things, the problem really is that the Department of Education doesn't like having a role in the day-to-day running of schools. The Department of Education wants the patron body to take it over. They want the Board of Managers to be in charge. They don't like the idea of having such a hands-on role in education. That's why we don't have free books. That's why we don't have that sort of interaction between the state and the education system. But I think we'll have to challenge that. Because I don't think it's fair or right or reasonable that every September or every August parents become to get stressed about the new school uniform, which has a crest and a blazer and all the rest that goes with it, the books, the travel costs, all these various things that are unnecessary. So that would be our argument, is that the sort of trying to buy votes with people's own money in terms of tax cuts is not the way to go. The way to go is to look at issues such as health, education, childcare, have proper state intervention and make these things either much, much cheaper or absolutely free. And if you have a constitutional right for free primary education, why aren't we vindicating that right? Why have we had a situation to emerge that you have to pay €75 for infant books? Look, there's no need for that. There really is no need for that. We really can do an awful lot better than that. And I think that's the argument we're going to try and make over the coming months.
Right. And as you mentioned earlier, you've recently introduced legislation to ban voluntary contributions, like the Free Education Bill, which is now moving into the second stage in the Senedd. Tell us more about that.
Well, that's what our bill is trying to do around voluntary contributions. So the idea is not that you would ban fundraisers, because there's a nice kind of community feel around the school that has a fundraiser. There's kind of a morale boosting and parents get involved. But a lot of parents' associations would say that they seem to do fundraising and nothing else. And what we want to be able to do is to say, look, you cannot charge a child for a school activity. You cannot link a voluntary contribution and the availability of a locker or going on a school trip or doing a school activity. If you want to ask for voluntary contribution, it has to be absolutely voluntary and can't be linked to any school activity, and you can't keep asking people for them. So we want to ban them. We don't want them to be a part of school life. Many parents will say that they don't feel voluntary, that they feel as if they're effectively a fee. And there's an element of humiliation involved, an element of shame, especially when a student can be maybe given a note to go home, and the note keeps coming, and the parents just literally do not have the money. The state has to provide that money, provide that cash, keep those schools going. It's not reasonable for schools to be dependent on voluntary contributions. So there are two things that the Labour Party are proposing in order to make education free. One is the availability of an absolutely free book scheme, and secondly is this idea of banning voluntary contributions. So that, as I said already, and I'll say it again, the relationship that the parents and the student has with school has nothing to do with money. It has just to be about education.
Okay, just to change the topic slightly, the anti-racism charity Show Racism the Red Card, they've just launched a new education pack. It's for schools, youth clubs and sports groups. What's your opinion in relation to education for students in our schools about racism, with advice and steps to challenge it?
Well, I used to be on the board of Show Racism the Red Card, and it's an excellent organisation. It just uses sport to try and mold people's views about integration, about anti-racism. I think anybody who supports an English soccer team or looks at the make of the Irish soccer team or the Irish rugby team or any international sports will realise that you have people from different backgrounds, different ethnicities all playing sport together. It's a great leveller, and I think sport is a great way of doing that. When I was minister for for new communities. I established a thing called the Polska Era Festival, which is actually coming up again very soon. It's about integration between the Polish community and the Irish community, obviously, in Ireland. And sport is a wonderful way of bringing people together. If you play football or play Ga or play rugby or play whatever, everybody is equal on the sporting pitch. So that's what the Show Race and Red Card tries to achieve. If there's a particular footballer that you have interest in, could he play for your team? Trying to find a little bit more about him, where he's from, where she's from, the country that they're from, maybe the attitude that they've had to overcome. And so it's a really positive initiative. So I'm glad to see it's still going from strength to strength.
Right, okay. And finally, Aon, just briefly, with the leaving certificate having kicked off yesterday, this year numbers have surged to their highest level in 15 years, with a significant hike in those sitting subjects at honours level. Would you anticipate this having a knock-on effect, like putting pressure on the point system with the large numbers?
I suppose it would. It's 25 years since I did my own leaving cert. I remember vividly sitting down doing the English paper and WB Yeats not turning up as he was supposed to have turned up that year, and me having a minor heart attack at the back of the room. But look, education is good. More and more people doing their leaving cert is great. In certain communities, seeing young people in their late teens walking around in school uniforms is a massive kind of cultural shift, where they might not have seen that maybe 20 years ago, where leaving school at 14, 15 was the norm. So if it does put pressure on college places, that's a positive. That's what we want. We want to see more young people, you know, maximising their potential, following their dreams through the education system. It is not, though, the be-all and end-all. The Leaving Cert is, I think, needs a radical overhaul. It is far too stressful on 17, 18, 19-year-olds. I think it probably needs to be changed to a different system. What that system is, I don't know, because I think people trust the Leaving Cert. I think they think it's fair in that it's transparent. But I think the level of pressure it puts on young people at this stage in their lives is probably unfair. So while it's good that more people are doing it, and certainly more people are doing higher level, I certainly think that time has come perhaps for us to look again at the type of pressure that we're putting on young people at this sort of very sense of time in their lives.
Yes, right. Okay, I also believe for the first time those who suffer a close bereavement will now have the option to take 3 days off and sit some exams in July instead. A step in the right direction, would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was an initiative. Ryan Tuberty, I think, on RTE was interviewing a young lady who had a bereavement very close to her and was expected to sit a Leaving Cert exam the next day. So in fairness to Joe McHugh, the minister, he listened, he took it on board, and he found a mechanism for overcoming that. So I think it's completely understandable that somebody who has lost somebody very close to them wouldn't be expected to sit a state exam the very next day or in around that period. So I think that's to be the minister to be commended for making that change.
Right, okay. What's your view in relation to the introduction of online marking for some subjects? Is this the way forward?
I'm not sure. I haven't given a huge amount of thought to it. I presume everything is going online, but as you know from the recent elections, people still have an awful lot of trust in the paper and pen. So it's easy to maybe go back over the paper and pen and to see where mistakes are made. So I think with things as important as elections and leaving certs, I still myself will be a bit of a traditionalist when it comes to how these things should be done.
Yes, I understand where you're coming from. And despite the increase in numbers sitting the higher level papers this year, it doesn't include Irish, as only about 50% are planning to sit Honours Irish. What's your view on this?
Well, Johnny, as soon as you start talking about the Irish language, unless you have an opinion that more money should be thrown at it, regardless of the outcomes, then you're going to get a huge amount of criticism whenever I say anything about a change in policy of the Irish language. I don't necessarily get an awful lot of support. I am somebody with a degree in Irish. My name is in Irish. I speak it as often as possible. I attended Glasgow Media in Dunamead. It was the happiest period of my education. But I certainly think if that low level of people are actually taking up the subjects at a higher level, that something is going seriously wrong. Irish is probably the biggest policy failure in Irish education, going, you know, almost 100 years now. I believe that if you have somebody studying a language every day for 14 years in primary, or you know, from between primary school and secondary school, and still can't string a sentence together, well, then something's gone radically wrong. So I have proposed that one entire year of primary school should be taught exclusively through Irish. That year could be second class, third class, fourth class, whatever class, you know, is best when after we consult with teacher unions and various different agencies. But certainly I think we can't stand over a situation where children are learning Irish day in, day out, year in, year out, and still don't have a grasp of the language. And it's interesting that children from overseas can come to Ireland and have better proficiency in it than Irish kids have. So I would propose that rather than having, you know, Irish in Gaelic come to have a higher standard and other schools not, that every school should have 1 year exclusively taught through Irish, every subject, and that every child of these primary school then would have a better command of it. But unfortunately, it's difficult to have a discussion about the Irish language without emotions getting stirred up and people getting hot and bothered and people accusing you of all sorts if you want to change the way the Irish is taught or learned.
Right, okay. So the exams kicked off yesterday, and finally, just what advice would you have for any students sitting the Leaving Cert this year, and indeed the Junior Cert?
Take it easy. Don't do post-mortems. It doesn't define you. Life is going to be long and enjoyable. You know, if it goes your way, great. If it doesn't, you can always do it again. But if you put the work in, you'll get your rewards. But, you know, as I say, it doesn't define you. It shouldn't define you, good or bad.
Right, so we'll leave it at that, Eoin. Lovely talking to you again. And thanks again for joining us today. All the very best to you. Take care and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Johnny. Talk to you soon.
You're most welcome. All the best. Now, that was Senator Eoin O'Riordan, Labour Party, talking about the need to end voluntary contributions in our schools, also about the new anti-racism education pack, and briefly about the Leaving Cert.